Welcome back to the Local Edition. On a Friday evening, I'm your host, Patricio Roballo. Phil Mossman is a New York-based professional musician who grew up in London. He has worked with acts like Primal Scream and the LCD Sound System. His most recent non-musical project is Living in the Catskills and volunteering with the Jefferson Volunteer First Aid Corps. Phil stopped by Radio Catskill Studios last week to talk about his volunteer efforts, his musical history, and his current band, Wild Together. He spoke with Jason Dole.
Phil Mossman, thank you so much for coming out to the studio, and thank you for being on the Local Edition.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So you're fairly recent to the area. What brought you up here, and how you liking it or not liking it?
My wife and I and daughter have been coming up here for years. We have a lot of friends up here. We bought a little cabin just before COVID, and then when COVID hit, we decided to move up here full time. And my daughter went to homestead school. And so, you know, I'm making the adjustment of being a country gentleman farmer.
I think it's similar to a story we've heard. I've been hearing from people my whole life. I grew up here. You know, people kind of check it out, and then eventually they decide to kind of stay full time. It's just the COVID angle, like, sped up that decision for
it
a
really
lot of people.
Did. Yeah.
It was like, hey, you know what? If the world's ending, this isn't a bad place to be.
Exactly.
You've gotten involved with the local EMS services. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I'm a bit of a idiot. When I came up here, you know, I was getting injured pretty frequently, you know, having run-ins with insects and farm material things, you know, so, you know, I'd have little trips down to the yard with fishing hooks through my thumb and tick bites on my back and bee stings in my eyeball. And, you know, I got to thinking, like, wow, what if you really hurt yourself up here? What happens in them? And it turns out there's an amazing little volunteer ambulance corps that will come and pick you up and take you where you need to go, which I'm really grateful for, you know, because I'm accident prone.
Yeah, it sounds like you came to this knowledge, honestly, and perhaps a bit painfully.
Yeah. Like, when I went in the ER, the doctor came in and he said, where did you get that accent? And I said, I don't know, since the tick bit me on the back, I started talking like this. Should I be concerned?
That's great.
Yeah, and a friend of mine, Ryan, who runs the fishing tackle shop, the Outdoorsman in Jeff, he's a volunteer, and he said, look, we're short of drivers. Why don't you come down and drive? I said, I don't know anything about, you know, emergency medicine or anything like that, you know, other than being the recipient of it.
Yeah.
But I went down and it was like in a really amazing bunch of people. And it was like, you know, and they've trained me. I've been in training for 6 months in school. And my final exam is on Friday.
Wow. So by the time that this airs, you may have already taken that exam.
Exactly. You know. I'm going to Binghamton to take it.
So. Okay, so we're going to need to find out. So
I know.
We air this because now the listeners are like,
failure.
Oh, did he do it? You know, but if not, are you going to keep trying?
Of course, yeah. I've been studying for, you know, 6 months really
what,
hard.
Like, what are the sorts of things you've been studying?
Incredible, like, you know, anatomy, physiology, you know, emergency medicine, yeah, the ABCs, airway, breathing, circulation.
Wow. This is really interesting, though, the story, because And I don't know if you know this, but it's not just your local EMS that's struggling to find people. It's all of them. It's all emergency response in our area is struggling to find people, whether that's ambulance or fire.
Exactly. It is. And, you know, I'd really recommend volunteering. I've got a lot out of it. And, you know, I was doubtful. I doubted myself for ages before. You know, I procrastinated for months. I can't do that. I can't do that. But I'm really glad and happy that I did it. I've got a lot out of it, met some incredible people, and I'm fully aware of what an amazing thing it is to have in your community.
Well, and you know, one of the things that I've been hearing from, you know, the EMS folks, and seems that like new transplants to the area aren't always necessarily getting involved. But here you are. You know, you're recent to the area, and you're getting right in there. So is that in any way a hurdle, being new to the area?
I mean, I'm definitely the oddball there. You know, they're all 35-year veteran medics, and I'm, you know, aging rock star from LCD sound system and moved to the country, you know. So, yeah, there's, you know.
It's not the typical applicant.
No,
they get.
Exactly, no. Yeah. Exactly. So I'm, you know, they enjoy making fun of me a lot. And, but, you know, I get a big kick out of it and they're a great bunch. And, you know, one of them was the drummer from Joan Jett.
Right.
So there's some musicians there. You know, it's not what you'd imagine it to be. It's, you know, a lot of characters there. Very welcoming, very warm.
It's a different backgrounds, different skill sets. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Captain Roof is an incredible, wonderful lady.
Well, this is good because we're often talking to the people that are, you know, like the higher ups at the county level in emergency response saying, hey, we got to get the word out because we need people. So it's really great to have this story of an example, like somebody come to the area and looked into it, got into it. And you're finding a home there.
I am. And I've been accepted and they need money and people. And you can just be a driver if you want one evening a week, or you can do the training, be an EMT. You know, I highly recommend volunteering. And if you don't want to do that, make a donation. We're going to have a fun drive this spring in the village. We'll have some big sound system set up, DJing, and probably be at the outdoorsman Ryan's place.
Okay, great.
So I'll keep you posted.
As you mentioned, you're like a refugee musician, or I would say refugee, but like, you know, you ran up here.
Yeah.
But have you left music behind? Are you still playing?
Not at all. You know, my wife and I, we still have a apartment in Brooklyn and we go back frequently. I'm still in a band called Wild Together. The drummer is Vito from The Rapture. Guitarist is Steve Schiltz from Long Wave, and the vocalist is Jaiko Suzuki, an amazing Japanese girl singer.
Like, what kind of music do you play?
It's post-punk, you know, kraut rock influenced, aggressive rock, a bit of disco thrown in. It started off as like an old retired punk rock dad support group sort of thing, you know.
How did you get started in music? Was it always there as a kid growing up, or what was your first instrument? How'd you get going?
Yeah, it was in London. Grew up in London. Got highly influenced by, you know, guitar music, punk rock. And then there was a big acid house, dance music explosion that happened. And I got really heavily into that and worked with a lot of artists from that. I was in Andrew Weatherall's band, Sabres of Paradise. Worked with David Holmes a lot. Primal Scream, and then I was working with those guys when we came to New York and I met James Murphy, and then accidentally ended up in LCD Sound System for a few years.
It's like a movement from the small place to a bigger city. Oh, it's a bigger bag to strap the ego of a little baby. Here comes a rebound up in the repulse, hit another saber. It's in the backpack, it's on its pyramid, running for that labor.
And you're playing guitar, but like you're referencing, you know, like a very electronic genre, you know. So where did you fit in with guitar with that?
I mean, there was always a sort of cross-genre thing going on with like the David Holmes thing. It was a very cinematic thing. We'd use synths and samples, 70s funk and soundtracks and stuff. And Sabres always had like a live post-punk element to it, dub reggae element to it.
Oh, So like you still have your band and you know you play with them, you know, when you're down in the city, but are you doing anything musical up here?
Yeah, we've started doing these amazing events, dance music events, putting up a big sound system in the old foundation, having some disco nights down there, and it's been amazing. I'm part of a collective called Nobody Presents, and we because they're from Nobody Road in Narrowsburg.
Oh, I know that road.
Yeah, that's where they're based. So it's Nobody Presents. And yeah, we like to put on, we're going to be putting on a lot of dance music events in the Catskills throughout the summer. We're available for hire as well. We've got the sound system, we've got the DJs, and it's been reminding me of like the early days of rave in London, because that all started off in pubs, people dancing on tables, you know, the Chemical Brothers used to do gigs like that all the time. Lock-ins, they were called, you know, the pub would close and then the sound system would come in and it would turn into a little rave.
You know, I've heard lots of reminiscences of English club scene and specifically early rave scene. And I don't think I've ever heard anybody connect any of those reminiscences to Jeffersonville, New York.
I managed to make the connection.
I love it. I love it. That's great. Okay, so, and you're talking about the old foundation. That's near the Stone Arch Bridge there in Jeffersonville, right?
Exactly, yeah.
All right. Well, next time you got one of those coming up, let us know. We'll let folks know.
Yeah, follow Nobody Presents on Instagram, and you'll be updated when the next one is.
As we go out of this segment, is there a song you want to share with folks?
I suppose it should be something off my new band's record, Wild Together. Anything off that record. We're on a great label, Dead Strange, based out of Queens. There's a lot of great post-punk on that label.
All right, we'll go out with something from that. Back shortly to tell the listener what it was and how you did on your test.
Fantastic. To be continued.
Tomas, thank you so much for coming out today. Talk to us.
Pleasure. Volunteer.
That's I'm a Swimmer by Wild Together, featuring tonight's guest, Phil Mossman. It's off their debut album, Let's Wild Together. Since recording this interview last week, Phil Mossman reports that he successfully passed his EMT test in Binghamton. Congratulations, Phil.